There are no known contraindications to the use of these devices. However, due to insufficient clinical experience, it is not recommended that it be used in the following conditions: pathological fractures due to malignant tumors, or in the presence of active osteomyelitis. The following warnings are included in the important product information. While titanium has had a clinical history of nearly 30 years of use, long-term effects of implantation in humans are unknown. Titanium does not contain nickel, chromium, or cobalt, which have been known to provoke a hypersensitivity response in some patients. Attempts to produce toxicity in experimental animals have usually failed, and the fact that titanium has been used in cosmetic preparations and treatment of skin disorders testifies to its relative innocuousness. Animal studies, in the rat, using capacitively coupled alternating current techniques, have shown evidence of excessive bone formation. The significance of these observations in humans is not known. Routine clinical observations extending over a 12-year period on a limited number of patients treated with the osteogen stimulator has not shown any evidence of excessive bone formation. The safety and effectiveness of using this device in the pediatric population has not been determined. There has not been any lengthening of the leg bones observed using osteogen stimulators. Physicians are advised, however, to monitor these possible effects when using osteogen stimulators, and the epiphysis is within the treatment area.